The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Thanks, Santa. Great week as per usual. Bobby standing by, Hag standing by, and of course the rumour file is open. 9221 882. Hello, Bob.
Thank you, Basil, and a good Friday morning, Millsy. The Western wildfires here continue to take lives and destroy property.
Everything that we own over the past 20 years, gone.
Till you go through something like that, you can't imagine it.
They're in one of many towns destroyed in Washington state. The death toll there in Oregon and California is now at 7, expected to rise. In Oregon, 45 bush blazes are out of control, with hundreds, perhaps thousands of homes destroyed. Governor Kate Brown.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
In Northern California, this man is lucky to be alive.
I thought I was going to die. There was fire 360 degrees around me.
He was rescued just in time after winds whipped several fires into a single monster north of Sacramento. With bush blazes in the north, central, and southern parts of the state, most of California skies, including here in L.A., are red with a distinct smell of smoke. President Trump's critics continue to pounce on the damaging disclosure he purposely downplayed the severity of the coronavirus during its early months. That contradicts what he said publicly, even though he knew in late January how disastrous COVID could become. In mid-March, he told the legendary journalist Bob Woodward,
"I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic."
That was from one of 18 recorded interviews Trump gave Woodward for the journalist's book called Rage, coming out next week. Major Garrett is the chief Washington correspondent for CBS.
For about 2.5 weeks now, the president has tilted the conversation, redirected it to law and order, and what is the sense of safety in America. Now, these revelations bring the pandemic and all of its complications, all of its disruptions, right back front and center. And that is a place of vulnerability for this president.
In sports here, a familiar but coronavirus delayed sight and sound is back.
It's over! What a game!
Yes, it's the NFL. It's regular season kicking off tonight without a preseason and with only some to even no fans in the stands. In the first game, the Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs host the Houston Texans. Just 17,000 fans will be allowed into Arrowhead Stadium, which normally seats 76,000. Millsy and Basil, most teams are not allowing spectators in, at least during the early part of the season.
Bobby, thanks for another great week.